Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is how to best invest in the season of winter. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, the most wise and the most beneficent. The one who has made the alternation of the seasons a sign for those who have found and who use their hearts. And I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the uniquely one who has no partners in his oneness. And I testify that our Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the slave of Allah and his messenger. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon him and upon whomsoever follows him in the best of ways until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, with the taqwa of Allah. For verily Allah says, Ya ayyuha an-nas ubudu rabbakum alladhi khalakakum walladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. O mankind, worship your Lord who created you and those before you, that you may become righteous. Ayyuha al-mu'minun, O believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the nearest meaning that indeed in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and the alternation of the night and the day, and the great ships which sail through the sea with that which benefits people, and whatsoever Allah has sent down from the heavens of rain, giving life thereby to the earth after its lifelessness, and dispersing therein every kind of moving creature, and his directing of the winds and the clouds, controlled between the heaven and the earth, in all of that are signs for a people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, are signs for a people who use reason. لِقَوْمِ يَعْقِنُونَ, for a people who use their intellects. So with the arrival of the onset of winter, from these signs of the alternation of seasons, we can see that there is a great wisdom therein. And it is a season in which those who are devoutly worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be pleased. For it gives them an expansion in time that allows them to invest their efforts for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so we want to be of those who are willing to invest and reap the rewards for the sake of their Lord. For in these winter months, we have longer durations of the night. And this becomes an opportunity to spend the night in qiyam, in worship, or to get up earlier in prayer. And that's why Ibn Mas'ud, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, the great Sahabi, used to say whenever winter came, he would say, Marhaban bishita. He said, welcome winter. Tanzilu fihi al-baraka. You bring with you much baraka. Wa yatulu fihi al-laylu lil-qiyam. And the nights therein are long that allow for qiyam, the standing up in prayer. So brothers and sisters, this extra time that we have in this month, in the night, are opportunities to dedicate to the devotion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this includes things like recitation of the Quran, to have munajat, intimate discourse with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make much dua, and to be of those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا, that they arise or literally spring up from their beds and they supplicate to their Lord in khawf, in this fear, وَطَمَعًا, and hope, and give of whatsoever they have. So this is a description of a category of believers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. And so we want to be from such believers. And so this is an opportunity. This relatively longer duration of the night in winter allows us more time to do these things. And it's also an opportunity to spend more time with our families and our children, to engage with them in reading, seek beneficial knowledge for ourselves. As for the day in winter, then given its relatively shorter time, it's a time for us to take advantage of actions like fasting that can otherwise be more arduous or difficult with the longer hours at other times of the year. And also, given that the weather is milder, it's easier to fast than when it's hot and more difficult. And so the Prophet ﷺ is reported to have said, "Al-ghanimatu al-barida, as-sawmu fi shita," that fasting during the winter is an easily attainable bounty. And so similarly, we should take advantage of not just the days and the nights, but also use this as an opportunity to accomplish our tasks and our projects and our work, and to just be with our families, even to enjoy the natural beauty at this time of year within the country, a chance to practice recreational sports, to do forms of exercise outside that would otherwise be quite difficult, but now is easier to do. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna li jasadika alayka haqqa." Indeed, your body has a right upon you. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He bless us with the ability to invest our time in what pleases Him, and that we can make such investment an investment for the akhirah, for the hereafter. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the ability to honor our time and to honor the places that we spend our time in, such as looking after the cleanliness of the environment, helping maintain the public parks, learning more about the wild and marine environment around us, bringing about a consciousness in ourselves and in our children. And whilst engaging these things, whether we're going to the park or whether we're barbecuing in the park, some people might be doing this and lighting fires and so on, that we're conscious of other people. We don't leave such fires burning after making use of it. We do not leave the residues behind. Prophet ﷺ is reported to have said, لا ضرر ولا ضرار. There should be no harm nor reciprocating of harm. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He bless us and bless all of in this time, this opportunity, another great month, another great season, another great opportunity to draw nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and maybe be of those who make the most of it. I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek His forgiveness. Indeed, He is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's English khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.